Hey yo there. Welcome
hey
to
now.
3G1 up. That's this show.
That's my intro.
I had you fooled.
You got me for a second. Everybody probably thought this was Weekend Watch.
Yeah. Oh, nope. You clicked on the right show. This is 3G1 up. I'm Keith, sitting here with Spencer. What's up, my guy?
What is going on, buddy?
Oh, we got a lot going on. I'm real excited. Let's so before we get into like some gaming stuff, let's talk about some of our big network news and such, shall we? Let's get into it.
Let's talk. Let's get into it.
You want to do it? You want to drop the bomb? You want to drop the big bomb of the big news this week?
Well, we got a few bits. Bits of news. The first is that we are rebranding the podcast network from now on. It will no longer be the 3G1 Up podcast network. It will be Green Mushroom Media.
I like it. I dig it. The direction we're going here is we're trying to be a little bit more inclusive for more shows that we may have in the future. You know, the 3G1 Up name is cool and all, but just trying to make it a bigger, wider umbrella, you know, for more people outside of gaming and movies and guys
I make it a little more family friendly as well. It's a great pun that you came up with, that name, but you know, maybe we don't base our whole podcast network on a 2000s shock video any longer.
It was fun while 2 years while it lasted. You know,
we loved it. We laughed every time. But now it's time for something new to laugh about.
Yeah. And not the name of our network. So Green Mushroom Media is the new name. Keep a lookout. We're still doing some of that. You can still find us at 3G1Up.com for now. I'm working on the new domain and website and everything. I'm hoping to have that up maybe shortly after this episode is launched, but I'm not quite sure yet on a timeline with baby and stuff like that. It's tough.
Understandable.
Yeah.
So we're going to rebrand the Discord server. We're going to rebrand the website. We got new logos coming. Everything's looking fresh.
Yeah.
It's all looking good.
Good.
Same great content.
Same content, same shows, new fresh look, and new fresh shows.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Tell me about it.
We got one fresh new show. It is already out and about. It's on Spotify. It's on Google Podcasts. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on Stitcher. It's on like all the things.
If you can find this show, you can find our new show.
And it's called Soccer Here, the podcast. We talk about Premier League soccer and all the fun stuff surrounding the sport of football. But obviously, we're in America, so we call it soccer. I'm really excited about this show. Spencer and I sat down on Sunday. We recorded a fiery first show. I'm liking it so far. I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too. We had a lot of fun with it. You know, we're big soccer fans now. And, you know, we just wanted, yet again, another excuse to sit down once a week and talk about this lovely sport. So if you're into the Premier League, or, you know, if you were interested in it but haven't taken the time to get into it, now's your chance. Get into it with us, because we're brand new fans, too. So check it out. You can search for it, like I said, on any of the big podcast platforms. It's called Soccer Here.
That's us. That's what we're doing. And yeah, with this bit of rebranding, keep an eye out for other new shows, other new content. We're planning on doing more stuff, like really hitting the ground running with this fresh new look. I'm looking at making some Patreon bonuses and stuff. I'm really pumped. It's going to be fun.
Definitely.
But that's enough of that. Let's talk about some video games and shit, shall we? Let's get to the meat of the program.
What do we got? What is going on in gaming this week, man?
All the gaming things. So, after we left you guys last week, there was some news dropped that Rockstar Games is going to be creating their first ever playable female character in a Grand Theft Auto game. So GTA 6 will feature a female playable character lead role. They're talking about it being kind of a Bonnie and Clyde-esque pair of protagonists. Sounds really fucking cool to me. I don't know. So before we get into the shit side of this, let's talk about how cool this is. Like, I'm really excited for GTA 6. Fucking tired of GTA 5. What do you think of this?
I mean, considering GTA 5 came out 9.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm ready for something new. Yeah. The first version of that game I owned was on the Xbox 360.
I remember going and buying it the day it came out on 360, and I sat it and played it on my old monitor right here because my roommate was using the TV.
it's ridiculous that it's taken this long, and I'm sure it will cross the 10-year threshold before this new one comes out.
Definitely. We don't have jack shit out of this other than some of the little bit of storyboarding that these people have done. We know, that it's going to be a female character. We don't have names. We don't have videos. We don't have likeness. We got nothing. But with every little tidbit of news, I get a little more excited.
Yeah, I'm hearing this Bonnie and Clyde reference, and I know this is almost certainly not happening, but boy, howdy, did it make me want an open world gangsters, outlaws in the 30s kind of a game.
Yeah, that would be cool if they did back it up. They already said that it's going to be an updated version of Vice City, though, so I know we're not backing it up.
Yeah, that would have been
fucking sick.
It's a bummer.
It is.
But yeah, I also like that. We're going back to Vice City. That's cool.
I'm really excited about that.
Because I'm sick of San Andreas.
Yeah, and Vice City's a great fucking city. We haven't been there since original Xbox.
What, 2004? Yeah, something like that.
Great city. And it needs an update. We need to, I don't know. It's going to be really crazy looking back on the Vice City map and the map they're going to come up with.
Boats, baby. I'm ready for more boats. Give me boats. Yeah. Give me canals. Give me islands. Give me helicopters. Let's do it.
I want all the things, you know, I really do. And I believe they will deliver. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. It's GTA. It's going to be fun in its own right, no matter what, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But hopefully they don't deliver us a glitchy mess on day one. That would be the worst. And
a glitchy woke mess.
Oh, let's crack into it then, shall we? So yeah, we talked about this being the first ever GTA with a female protagonist. And that's turned a lot of folks off to this game because they're claiming that GTA and Rockstar have now gone woke. And my God, what the fuck? What?
This is the stupidest shit and completely unsurprising coming from that crowd.
Right.
Because apparently to them, all woke is when woman.
Yeah. Woke is when girl in game. And
woke is woman player, woman game, lady game. Woke is when woman. That's all it is.
That's pretty much it. Woke is when black. Woke is when woman. Woke is when anything other than my little racist world.
If it's not a sexy white guy, then they don't want it. Fucking ridiculous, man.
Oh my god.
Most normal people would be like, oh hey, the new character in GTA, are you gonna be able to play as a woman for the first time? And I was just like, oh cool, that was it. That was my whole reaction. Dope. Yeah. All right,
cool.
Sick. That's all it has to be. That's new information. Great.
One of the best things they ever did with this game was in GTA 5 when they had that great rotation of characters, right? It was phenomenal the way that worked. I loved the way the story flowed between the characters. It was really good. And if what it sounds like is they're going to bring more of that back in with these two protagonists, is we're going to be playing as both of them. So you still get to be a man, but because there's a woman also, that means we're now woke and this game is shit.
Yeah, woke bullshit. Yeah, it's progressives, blah, 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 blah.
This is a game called Grand Theft Auto, where you go out and you murder people and rob people, and you're a giant piece of shit in all these games. Like, all of the people, Franklin necessarily wasn't like a giant piece of shit. He was a guy caught up with the wrong crowd, wanting to make a lot of money. But you know, Michael and Trevor were giant pieces of shit. They're pieces of shit. That's the name of the game. That you're playing a piece of shit. You're not a good guy ever in these games.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be. That's the whole point, right? And like,
right.
So I don't know if they think something different is going to happen just because is woman. But like, do they think that now that you're playing as a woman, that it's like a housewife simulator?
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's gonna be.
No, it's not. You don't have to deal with any female fangs other than you are playing as a female. Jesus Christ.
Insane. Utterly insane.
I can't fuck it. I can believe it, but it hurts me to believe it. So let's move the fuck on from that. I'm excited for GTA 6, and that's all that really matters to me.
Yep.
All right. You remember how last week we were talking about the Meta Quest 2 jumping up $100?
Yeah.
In cost.
$400 bucks now for some reason.
For some reason has been somewhat answered. Is Facebook reports a massive drop in revenue for the first time. So now they're trying to scramble and make it back by selling their old hardware for $100 more a pop.
We're losing so much money on the metaverse. Well, it's probably because the entry cost to the metaverse is just too low.
It's just too low. Nope. We can't be giving this away for $300. Let's charge them for $400.
Dude, it's absolutely mind-boggling hearing that information.
It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. Man, I hope they just keep dumping into this metaverse shit and it lands them on their ass. It would be so great to watch Facebook just tank. Oh my God.
People don't want this. Well, we're going to triple down.
Wear the fucking headset.
Absolutely insane.
Oh, that's fun. That's real fun. Speaking of metaverse, the MTV. Did you see this? The Video Music Awards is adding a Best Metaverse Performance category.
Yes. Okay. I did see this. Yeah, Best Metaverse Performance for the MTV Music Awards. First off, why is MTV still doing anything related to music?
They're not a music. Why are they MTV still?
That's a great question. Okay, so that's out of the way. Is anyone watching metaverse performances? Like, I know in the Quest, there's like an app you can do that's like, oh, watch this live show or whatever. But like, it didn't seem like anything somebody would actually want to do.
It seems really gimmicky to me. I don't know if people are actually doing it. I know a ton of people tuned into like the Travis Scott Fortnite event. But that's because they're 12-year-olds sitting at their computer. Like, I don't know how many people are loading up their Quest 2 to watch a live performance.
Right.
I don't know.
So that's,
that's a thing.
Like, this is maybe a little more off topic, but that is one of the areas that I could actually see there being a reason for the metaverse. Like, have a bunch of 360 cameras, you know, posted up at a concert all over the place, or say, I don't know, an NBA game or something like that. Yes, you know, and you can watch the game from the sidelines in the metaverse or something.
Yeah.
Like, that is a realistic application. But when, sure, exactly. Like, that's something to strive for that people would actually want.
Right.
But the vast majority of shit that we've seen from the metaverse is all NFT shit. It's all virtual Walmart shopping. Like, it's stuff that no one is asking for, that they're dumping 95% of their resources into instead of figuring out ways to do cool stuff like that. Like, yeah. Why couldn't we be able to drop into, like I said, an NBA game or, you know, an NFL game from the sidelines and be able to watch the action and move your head around and, you know, like, that's a great application, but they're not doing anything like that.
I definitely agree with you, but I also, at this time, it's just not feasible to me, because in the era of 4K, you load into your Quest 2 to watch something and it's like, oh, I'm watching this at a very low resolution so it can render 360 around me, you know, like it's not the experience you want right now. But yes, that is something that they should strive for, to make these, like, I don't know, it's just going to be all pay-per-view though. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. Like, the resolution right now is a limiting factor, both in headsets and how well 360 cameras can record.
Right.
So that is a limiting factor. But pump your money into that and make it right. Better.
I agree. Like,
there are some headsets out there, not the Quest yet, but, you know, there are some headsets with way better resolution. HTC makes an expensive one. Valve's is quite a bit higher in resolution.
Fuck.
So now make a camera to match and make, yeah, the, yeah, exactly.
The new PlayStation one's supposed to be like phenomenal. So, and affordable. And that's what we need, is something affordable that's not going to go up $100 per headset.
Right.
And has a great resolution. And yeah, this is an application that I see a lot of people using it for. But we need to work towards that instead of working towards workplaces in the metaverse and shopping in the metaverse and taking a shit in the metaverse and buying, like, going to the NFT marketplace in the metaverse. I don't give a fuck about any of that stuff.
Absolutely. Like, I would be willing to pay a certain amount of money for a virtual concert ticket if it was high quality, sounded good, looked good, like that. That's a way you can make money. Like, yeah, I don't know. Who am I? I guess people want to shop at Walmart in a virtual shopping cart.
Do they? Who?
I mean, really, I guess we'll find out, won't we? One way or another, we're going to find out.
Fuck. I don't want to find out. All right, let's move the fuck on. Let's talk about Steam Deck. You've got one pre-ordered. Did you get an email yet about fulfilling your order? No?
No, I keep looking out for it, and I'm not getting anything.
They're saying production is really good right now, and everybody who has currently reserved one that are in the queue will receive a Steam Deck email this year. So
yeah, I put mine in probably like a month and a half after it went live. So I'm sure I'm way at the end of the line.
Right. I mean, not at the end. You're in a fairly good spot, but yeah, you're still part of this list. I would assume that you're going to, it might be at Christmas, but
right.
You might be getting an email this year. That's good. That's good news with all this other news in the tech world. Valve is actually knocking it out of the park with this Steam Deck. People are loving it too. I've seen a lot of really good stuff about the Steam Deck.
Yeah, for sure.
Other than, I guess, fucking drift is still an issue, you know?
Is it? I haven't seen too much about that.
It's been more rare obviously than like Joy-Cons, but it's still a thing that I guess they're catching some drift issues. So once they assure that up, this is a beastly little machine. Pretty cool.
You know what's funny about that is I've been playing games and had consoles since I was, I don't know, 6, 7. I have only ever experienced drift on one controller, and that was for a Nintendo 64.
I mean, every Nintendo 64 controller got used to the point that it wasn't even drift, that it was just like a floppy little...
It was just straight up floppy and busted, yep. That's funny. I don't know. Joy-Con, people are always complaining about drift. I've never had an issue.
My Joy-Cons have drift for the Switch.
Oh, rough.
Yeah, both of them, both sets of mine have Drift. I don't know. Can I chalk that up to like kids using them?
It's I was going to say, you do have more young children who've played on yours.
Yeah, one of them got like gnawed off, the little rubber thing. Like one of the kids like chewed it off. It's like, why the fuck did you do this?
All right, I have had pets ruin controllers, but not Drift. No, even yeah. Then, they weren't drifting. They were just, my dog chewed the rubber right off of the joysticks.
Yeah, I've had that happen for sure. No, maybe it was just like pulled off. I don't know. It looked like it was like crumpled up a bit. But anyway, like the Drift is an issue on the Joy-Cons that they just kind of ignore.
Yeah, I have seen about it a bunch.
But, you know, it's a thing. The biggest problem with that are they're fucking expensive controllers.
Yeah, Joy-Cons are ridiculous.
Yeah. They're really pricey to keep. And they're meant for kids to use them, so I don't know. Nintendo, I know you're listening. Fix your shit. What else can we talk about this week? There's some fun stuff happening with Lego. If you've been listening to Weekend Watch, our other show, you will have heard our Fast and Furious breakdown. Well, you can go buy a 1970 Dodge Charger RT Fast and Furious with a little Dom Lego figure. This is only a $20 set, too.
Yeah, 350 pieces for $20. That's a great piece to price ratio.
Yeah, and it's a pretty sick little car. Like it would be a good little desk piece, you know. This is something that you could put somewhere.
I'll grab really? One for $20. Oh, excuse me.
I think so. This is a good Lego set. Okay, more stuff. Let's talk about Activision Blizzard. Has lost millions and millions of players, but they've added 25% more developers this year.
Why? Like, I mean, all right, maybe the plan is to develop a bunch of new games and rebrand that way. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's all maybe? I can think of.
It
get a
seems,
bunch more product out there that people can't ignore. I don't know.
It seems really weird. And yeah, all that's just going to get gobbled up by Microsoft now. So I don't know. This is news, not news, honestly. I'm just kind of fucking riffing here.
Yeah, fair enough.
Blizzard's an easy target.
That they are. Let's talk about Blizzard. Do we have to?
Yeah, no. No, we don't have to. So instead, let's talk about NFTs.
All right. Good segue. Yeah. All right. Fine. I'm going to do this. I got this.
Yeah, take it.
There is a NFT series out there called CryptoPunk that I can't tell if it was by Tiffany who made these or if they partnered with Tiffany, the jeweler. I think they partnered with them.
They must have.
So Tiffany is making bespoke handcrafted pendants modeled after your CryptoPunk NFT. That they are selling for 30 Ethereum or $50,000.
That's it.
It is fully jeweled and gold gilded and whatnot, but it looks like a stupid fucking little pixelated NFT of a little dipshit's face wearing a backwards hat. They are the ugliest, dumbest shit that I've ever seen.
Oh my God. Why? Why did they, we said it in our Discord. This, I like that this Verge article is the title is Tiffany is selling custom CryptoPunk pendants for $50,000. But why? But this, if you're going to buy an NFT for an absurd amount of cash, like you're pretty much just sinking that cash. At least if you're gonna buy one of these gilded, bejeweled things, it does have actual value. It's probably worth maybe not $50,000. I don't know. Maybe it is worth $50,000.
I mean, maybe. So that's the other thing. right now, these CryptoPunk NFTs are still selling for like 200 grand, even after the big NFT crash. So apparently these are some of the more sought after. These aren't your average juiced apes.
These aren't juiced apes. But if you take three juiced apes...
One slurm juice or whatever. Slurp juice, thank you. Slurm, that's Futurama. Can you apply a slurp juice to a CryptoPunk?
I don't know. Can I slurp juice? I don't know.
These are the questions that keep me up at night. Apes? Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. It is funny. This NFT stuff is really funny. Let's just stop doing this.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It would. Speaking of idiots spending absurd amount of money on stupid shit, let's talk about some Diablo Immortal. So we got ourselves a big dummy here. I guess Diablo Immortal Whale. This is a PC Games Network article.
Uh-huh.
So this guy, JT Is All Business, is this dude's name. He claims to have lost access to the Battlegrounds and Rite of Exile PvP games. Over the course of playing, he's spent around $100,000 on this game.
So from what I'm gathering here, it's he spent all this money, made his character so stupid overpowered that now he can't find anybody in his like weight class to play PvP games with. Is that right?
It's kind of what it sounds like. I don't know. So there's an update to this article that says Blizzard has responded. And they've said they've heard feedback that some Diablo Immortal players are unable to find matches in Battleground PvP, or it might take a long time. We're looking into these reports and expect to roll out changes to the matchmaking system this week. I'm guessing it's like you said, this guy got too big for his britches, and now there's nobody to fight him. He's saying that he has spent between 48 to 72 hours in queue. Sometimes the attempt just failing and ending without a battle. I guess this is happening within maybe his group or guild or whatever. Apparently the clan that is led by him, they just won a Rite of Exile battle on their server. So he's really upset that he's going to lose like his titles and stuff because he can't actually fight anybody. He just
The speculation. The speculation is that because he spent so much money right at the very start of launch, then played 100 Battlegrounds without losing, that it increased his MMR higher than everyone else on the server. And now he can't play anybody.
Yeah, he is. He's outmatched everybody.
That's fucking hilarious. Maybe don't spend $100,000 on a phone game.
Yeah, so I guess they're having trouble now registering for the Rite of Exile PvP event. His clan. He is saying they have over 300 members in this clan. This is JTL Business again. This big whale dude. He estimates between 30 and 40 of those 300 have spent at least a grand upgrading their characters since reaching immortal status. So that's $1,000 on top of whatever they spent to get to immortal. And they are unable still to register for this PvP event, effectively making all that money they spent useless because they can't play the fucking game. And it makes me laugh really hard. Oh my God.
Imagine having a game that encourages whales and then locking those whales out. Like, the whole point of your game is to be a money grab shit pit
is for this guy to spend $100,000 on your game.
And he did. And now you're like, well, now you can't play. Well done. Well done. Just well done.
Why don't you go play PvE? Because PvP just isn't for you anymore.
Yep.
Fuck off. God, I love this story so much. This is just, it juices me up. I'm fucking live right now. Oh my God, it's so funny. Stop doing this. Stop being a fucking idiot. God damn. 100 grand on a shitty game.
Silly. Right. Just silly.
It's crazy to me. That's all I got. So let's talk about some other shit. You got a moment for us? We got some magic happening?
No, I'm going to skip magic this week. Wait for a few more spoilers to come out to really have something to get into. Because that's all it is. There's a couple of spoilers, but they're not all that exciting. Should have some more around the corner. So I say we skip a moment this week.
No moment. We're not taking a moment. Fuck off if you want to listen to magic stuff.
Yeah.
Moving on. Let's talk about something else. What you got for me in the news? All right.
We got some game trailers. Let's go talk about a new game trailer for a game coming out called The Lost Wild. This is a dinosaur survival game in the vein of the original Jurassic Park.
I love the sound of this already.
Yeah. Did you check this out? We got highly intelligent, realistic behaving dinosaurs.
Love that.
That you're trapped on this island that has been overrun and you got to survive. Don't die. Don't get eaten. Don't become a T-Rex's last meal or next meal, I should say. Trailer looks pretty cool. The publisher is Annapurna Games, who did Stray.
Yeah. And it looks really fucking good. It looks really good.
Yeah, this is definitely one to keep your eye on. You can use stealth to avoid detection while exploring, create distractions, repel dinos with items like flares and other makeshift non-lethal weaponry.
I love that this is taking a leaf out of like Alien Invasion.
Oh yeah.
You're not geared to the teeth, you know? You're not that guy dropping into this world of dinosaurs with a minigun and an assault rifle and a shotgun up your ass.
You are not Turok.
Right. You are severely underarmed, undergeared, and outnumbered by very dangerous animals. And you've got to do everything you can to avoid them, get around them, and survive. I love the idea of this game. I think this is phenomenal.
Yeah, definitely my kind of survival game. So I'm looking forward to that one. I did not see a release date, so just something coming soon-ish.
Love it.
What else do we got here? Let's talk about, we got a trailer, not even trailer, a gameplay video, 16 minutes of gameplay of Batgirl for the upcoming Gotham Knights. I'll post this in our Discord. Check it out. Looks pretty cool. There's just another way to stay hyped for, this game, which should be coming out eventually.
Eventually. Yeah. Everything I've seen about it looks decent. It's going to be a fun game.
I found it. October 25th, so not that far out.
Okay, we're getting there. We're making our way there.
Yeah. So, yeah, it looks cool. Check it out. I posted the video in our Discord channel.
I like the more stealth abilities that Batgirl comes with. She's a little different play style than your other characters. Looks good.
Yeah, definitely. And then we've got some games coming to Game Pass. Let's go over that. Ghost Recon Wildlands. That's one that I've always heard great things about, so I'll probably download that since it's free.
Yeah, why not?
A cool little indie game called Turbo Golf Racing. Look up the trailer for that one because it looks pretty sweet too.
That's on Game Pass. I just was watching a video about that like a month ago, and I was like, fuck, I want to play the shit out of this game.
It looks cool. Definitely. And Two Point Campus is coming out August 9th. That's a day one. I don't know if you ever saw or played Two Point Hospital, but it's just like a goofy little sim, like industry builder, I guess you could call it. I don't know what the genre is for that.
Yeah,
manage a hospital for the first one. Now you're managing a university campus with a fun, like goofy cartoonish vibe to it.
Cool games.
Yeah.
But there was escape room game that hit Game Pass a few weeks ago that we need to try out.
Did it finally drop?
Yeah, I think it was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, cool. I'll take a look, see if I can find it.
Yeah.
Last bit of news I have this week is that we got a... where is it? Ah, here we are. We have a release date, which is the day this show drops. The next wave of Mario Kart 8 courses comes out.
Very cool.
So we're getting, how many here? 8 new courses as of now, essentially.
Nice. That's very nice. It's a good selection.
Yeah, for sure. So definitely worth that if you're into that sort of thing. That's it. That's the way the news goes.
And that's it. That's all we got. That's the show. We good? You good? I think we good.
Wrap it up. That is wrap on Green Mushroom Gaming.
Oh, yeah. That's a wrap on the Green Mushroom Gaming Podcast. All right. Thank you all for listening. Like we said at the beginning of the show, keep an eye out for all these changes happening within the network. We're going to try and make it as quick and easy as possible, but you know, snags happen. So we'll keep you updated on how that goes week to week, show to show. Check out our brand new show. If you're into soccer, that show's called, it's called Soccer Here. We're really excited about that one. Also check out our other show, Weekend Watch. That's one that we've been doing for a minute now. We talk about everything streaming, all sorts of movies and show news. That's a fun one. Our website right as of right now is still 3guys1up.com, but we'll let you know when the new one is up and running. And all the different socials will have new stuff going on there too. So we'll keep you posted on that. Thank you everybody for listening. Have a good one. Catch you next week. Adios.